Trinidad and Tobago. Please,
Thank
go ahead.
you, Mr. Vice President, for the floor. Trinidad and Tobago aligns with the CARICOM Group, GRULAC, SIDS, and G77 and China statements on this item. We extend our thanks to Secretary General Greenspan for her targeted introductory remarks and Director Shamika Soleimani for both the introduction of the report and her truly commendable leadership of her division. We also thank the panelists for their useful insights and for their role as reviewers. Finally, we commend Mr. Fredrickson and his team for all their hard work on this report. We welcome the focus of the report, which we consider timely, topical, and critical. Given our shared understanding that increased digitalization is indispensable for meaningful integration into the increasingly digital global trading system, it is important that we secure a better understanding of the implications of this digitalization thrust for the environment, especially as many of us with these aspirations are the same ones bearing the brunt of the deleterious impacts of climate change. We thank UNCTAD for its initiative and leadership on this question, which has perhaps been insufficiently explored to date. We also encourage further work and awareness raising, as well as engagement with pertinent stakeholders and decision makers in this regard. Mr. Vice President, on behalf of the Trinidad and Tobago Mission and of colleagues and stakeholders back in Capital, I want to take a moment to recognize the dedication, commitment, professionalism, and evident expertise of Tobion, Cecile, Martine, Ina, and Iris from the Secretariat throughout the process that has led to the completion of the e-trade readiness assessment for Trinidad and Tobago and is expected to culminate in the finalization of our national e-commerce strategy later this year. We attach great value to this journey with UNCTAD, which has allowed for the identification of gaps and opportunities in collaboration with pertinent stakeholders and the devising of viable approaches for ensuring that Trinidad and Tobago's economic diversification, digital transformation, and sustainable development efforts are better positioned to reap positive outcomes through a clearly defined national strategy for leveraging e-commerce and the digital economy. Regarding UNCTAD's support on WTO matters, it is pertinent to mention here the renewal at MC13 of the WTO Work Programme on E-commerce and the moratorium on custom duties on electronic transmissions. And notwithstanding the inherent contradictions of the MC13 decision, we do see great potential in the ministerial mandate to deepen our engagement on the development dimension in advance of MC14. And there is considerable scope for UNCTAD to play a key role in that regard. For example, as we seek to shape the work in the period ahead, a number of our delegations have underscored our keenness to deliberate on the critical importance and the great value we are to be derived from UNCTAD's high standard e-trade readiness assessments and technical assistance in the development of national e-commerce strategies. We have also, and this is pertinent to the report that we're discussing today, we've also identified sustainable approaches to e-commerce and digital trade as a possible topic for discussion. In keeping with WTO members' express interest in deepening engagement with pertinent IGOs doing good work in these areas, it is our hope that the period ahead will see more frequent engagement with UNCTAD at the WTO as an advocate for developing countries and also as a viable source of the solutions we need to access as we seek to leverage the benefits and opportunities of the digital economy. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.